I told my boy go roll like 10 blunts for me. I told my boy go roll like 10 blunts for me. Hi, I'm Neela.
Hi, I'm Eli.
I'm Cole.
And today we're going to be talking about child labor. Woo!
More specifically, looking into why child labor was such a significant event in history.
All right, so child labor was used throughout history, mostly in the Industrial Revolution. So like the late 18th century to the early 19th century. It stopped mostly around the 1930s due to laws set in place. Kids were paid a measly $2 a week, which is around 50 to 60 cents a day, which is just an absolute scam. Take a gander on how young these kids started working.
I don't know. Why don't you tell us?
3 years old. Three.
They wouldn't even hire me at 15. What do you mean a three-year-old can hold a better job than me?
I guess they just got really nimble fingers.
Fingers that'll get stuck in those machines. How you get DEI early? Elaborating on what Neela said earlier, child labor began when they were in the early teens, but some even started working before that. One out of three American factory workers in the early 1800s were between the ages of 7 and 12, and these children often worked 10 and 12-hour shifts in dangerous and less than ideal situations.
Psst, remember, 50 to 60 cents a day. That can't even buy you milk in this economy.
As you can see, the power dynamics in this relationship were so unbalanced, and the adults in charge often abused their power. Adults held the responsibility in this dynamic, and they had several responsibilities. One of the most important ones, arguably, was education. They didn't provide this. They didn't provide children with the proper tools to set up access for a better future, and they, in fact, scheduled school around work times. So, for example, if you were the child of a farmer, they would schedule work times around, like, planting season and harvest season.
And they were sacrificing this vital education that could make them more money in the future for these $2 a week that the kids were making.
Did the working conditions ever disable the kids permanently or affect their futures?
Yeah, like Charles E. Gibbons actually did a study on child labor and how it impacted their future. In the study, 108 child workers, now adults, in Illinois and Tennessee, they were all maimed physically at their job when they were children, which usually caused a lifelong handicap that jeopardized their future.
Did they ever get anything to compensate for that?
The protection of the state wasn't extended even in this time of crisis, but they did end up getting some compensation. In a few cases, they only received a small amount, but in most of them, several hundred dollars or even $1,000 was given to the injured children. But they didn't use it wisely. Only 2.5% of the 62,000 that was given to like the 108 children was used for education, which as I elaborated on earlier, was a vital need. And only 22% was invested or placed in banks. Most of it was spent on non-essentials, and sometimes the source of income blinded both the parent and the child, allowing it to be spent on non-essentials. Every year, in the 16 out of the 50 days we find that what's happening to the young workers, 1,000 children under the age of 18 are left with a permanent disability to do their job. Another 100 face premature mortality. Hey Neela, where are your pants from?
My pants are from Shein. Ever wanted an unethical way to get clothing fast? Shein is your answer! Featuring multiple allegations of child neglect and endangerment! It'll ensure that you get what you need for the small cost of a dollar. Everything you buy is 100% polyester softened by the tears of children. For more deals today, go to www.shein.com. All children were harmed in the making of this advertisement.
Obviously, adults didn't provide these crucial needs to the children, and so I'm wondering if they even cared about them at this point. Were there any, like, laws or regulations enacted to help prevent this?
Well, actually, in 1941, there was a complex of state and federal laws that had been enacted to regulate the hours and working conditions of children who were, well, not adults. for the most part, these laws were designed to achieve three goals. One was to assure that children have time away from work to receive an education, so school was no longer like planned around children's working schedules. Another one was to see that children were not overworked because, you know, children don't have the same working capacity as adults do. They can't really work as much as adults do. It will drain them. And also another one was to make sure that children are not subjected to unreasonable dangers on the job. Again, because they're not adults, they're not able to handle this heavy machinery, and they risk a lot more injury and, well, for example, they can lose their fingers.
That would have been a pretty good business idea, you know? Instead of selling chains bones, you sell little children bones.
Put them on a little chain like Lucky Rabbit's feet. Here you go. Here's the finger of a child.
Like a good luck talisman.
Yeah. So locking back in, so the whole century, there was a whole century of child labor going on?
Mm-hmm.
God damn! Was there any effort put in place before the laws?
Well, yeah, in the early 20th century, there was a progressive movement that had shifted some public opinion towards the protection of working kids. This was called the Natural Child Labor Committee, and they served to create a world where child labor was oppressed, and they wanted to protect children from these forms of exploitation.
It did work. Child labor is frowned upon today. In this modern age, if you're 12, it's illegal for you to work in an industry that isn't family-owned. Even at 15, which is when you're first able to get your working papers, nobody wants to hire you.
Just like Eli.
Eli.
Thanks. Appreciate it. The effects of child labor aren't completely gone, however, as teenagers still make up the bulk of employees for the fast food industries, as well as seasonal industries such as summer camps.
In conclusion, child labor was the best thing that ever happened. Just kidding. It was one of the worst things to happen. I'm so glad that we did not grow up in the 18th and 19th century, because I would have dropped dead. Okay, anyways, thanks for listening to our podcast. I'm Neela.
I'm Eli.
I'm Cole.
Okay, bye.